I'd like this morning to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Book of Ephesians, chapter 3. We want to read verses 14 through verse 21. We've preached from these verses several times. Begin reading with verse 14. For this cause, Paul doing the speaking, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven is and earth is named, that he would grant you, speaking of the church there at Ephesus, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints and what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. What we've just read is a prayer, of course, of Paul for the Ephesian church. Notice verse 14. For this cause, going back to his stated desire of verse 13, which is that you faint not. All prayer has a basis in desire. He says, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father. It would be good for us to bow before the Father every day, many times a day. Notice verse 16. Upon his knees he prays that God would grant, that is, bestow and confer upon them according to the riches of his glory. He's praying for what he's praying for. He's praying that it would be so superabundantly. He then makes specific requests. He prays for their inner strength. He prays for Christ-centeredness. He prays that they, being rooted and grounded in the Lord's love, would have a comprehension and a knowledge of his love. And he prays that they would be filled with God. Again, these requests are based upon his desire. Verse 13, that they faint not. That is, that they would continue on and not lose heart. These requests are also founded upon his belief that God was rich, and upon his belief stated there in verse 20 that God was able to do these things. So Paul is praying that God would bestow upon these saints that which would motivate, that which would enable them to continue on in the Lord's service. In this message, we want to consider the third of these requests, and that is a comprehension and a knowledge of Christ's love. In verse 19, Paul refers to it as the love of Christ, which is God's love for us in the person of Christ. That's what the love of Christ is. It's God's love for us in the person of Jesus Christ. Concerning this love, he prays in verse 18 that they would be able to comprehend, the Greek word meaning to lay hold of, to embrace, to wrap your arms around. It conveys the idea of laying close to our hearts. Laying close to our hearts the love of Christ. It conveys the idea of taking in, laying it close to our hearts and taking in the love of Christ. He goes on in verse 19 and he prays that they would be brought to know the love of Christ, God's love in the person of Christ. That is, that they would be brought to sense and to recognize the love of Christ. So Paul is making request that God would, from the riches of His glory, cause them, cause you and I, to embrace, to wrap their arms around, to lay close to their hearts, to take in, and to live in the constant sense and recognition of the love of Christ. He's not praying that they would have a more theological view of the love of Christ, or God's love for us in Christ. I want to speak this morning on embracing and living in the love of Christ. I'm afraid that we that are saved, more often than not, go through life unaware, unconscious, unmindful of God's love for us in Christ. How many days do we go without even thinking about that? God's love for us in Christ. I pray today that we would go from here embracing, laying close to our hearts and taking in this fact: God loves me in the person of Jesus Christ. And we would go from here with a sense of this love. And we would go from here recognizing this love of Christ. And we would go from here recognizing and embracing, laying close to our hearts and taking in that what we're talking about today is no ordinary love. He described this in verse 19 as the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. When we talk about the love of Christ, when we talk about God's love in the person of Christ, we're talking about a love that is so unique, a love that is so unprecedented, so extraordinary, so exceptional. A love that is so extensive. A love that is so significant. A love that is so illustrious. A love that is so strong. A love that is so committed that it is absolutely beyond human description. It is absolutely beyond human language. It is incomparable. It is immeasurable. The love of God in Christ. Oh, that we would leave here today cognizant of the love of Christ. That you and I who were saved would be able to embrace, lay close to our hearts, take in, and live in the constant sense and recognition of the power of this love, of the fervency of this love, of the tenderness and the compassion and the long-suffering and the mercy and the grace that is involved in the love of Christ. That we would go from here embracing, holding close to our hearts, taking in, living in the sense and recognition of this fact, that the God whom the heavens cannot contain, He who is owner of all, and He who is above all, loves me. He loves me in Jesus Christ. He who is eternal, He who is immortal, He who is immutable, omnipotent, holy God, He loves me in Christ. He's all sufficient. He needs absolutely nothing of me. There is absolutely nothing that I can do to benefit God or add to Him. And yet He loves me in the person of Jesus Christ. He whose glory is the astonishment of the most glorious beings in heaven loves me. We need to embrace that. He who's the maker, the ruler of heaven and earth, loves me in Christ. All that we would go from here today embracing God's love. Because it is a force. It is a power. It is a working influence upon the hearts, the minds, and the lives of God's people. It is when we begin to get a hold of this fact of Christ's love, it fills us with ambition for Him. It fills us with zeal for Him and diligence and joy and excitement. Again, in our text, Paul desiring that these saints of God faint not, bowing his knees and praying that God would enable them to comprehend, to embrace Christ's love, to know, to live in the sense that as we feel His love, and to live always recognizing His love. Now in verse 18, he gives four dimensions of Christ's love. And we want to consider these four dimensions this morning. First of all, he mentions the breadth or the width. We need to embrace and we need to live in the reality of the width of His love. How wide is the vastness of this wonderful, extraordinary, amazing love of God in Christ? How wide is it? How wide is the power and the fervency of the love of God in Christ? Be sure of this: the width of God's love for us in Christ passeth knowledge. It's beyond knowledge. It's beyond human description. It's beyond human imagination. It's beyond human language. The love of God in Christ goes so far this way that it includes all that the Father gave to Christ before the foundation of the world. According to John in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, this is a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongue. So how far does the love of God go this way? It includes all times. It includes all geographical areas. It includes all nationalities. It includes all families. It includes all languages. And praise be to God, it includes me. How wide is the love of Christ? It is so immense this way that it covers all the sins of this innumerable multitude that no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and languages. It goes so far this way that it covers all their sins. It is a love that covers all their rebellions. It is a love that covers all the unrighteousness and all the enmity and all the defilement and all the darkness and all the shame and all the unworthiness and all the guilt of a multitude that no man can number. So how wide is the love of God in Christ? Oh, that we would get a hold of, that it would get a hold of us, that we would lay it close to our hearts, that we would take it in, that we would live in a sense and recognition that God's love for us in Christ is immeasurable this way. It cannot be defined this way. Oh, the width of God's love in Christ. Notice next, he mentions the length. How long is the love of Christ for this innumerable people? How long does it go this way? How long does it go this way? How long is the love of Christ? Be sure of this. God's love for us in Christ, the length of it, passeth knowledge. You can't measure it. You can't describe it. The love of God in Christ goes so far this way that it is immeasurable. The love of God in Christ goes so far this way that it is immeasurable. It cannot be described. So what is it from here to here? It's eternity. From here to here, eternity, eternity. You can't measure eternity. It has no beginning. It has no ending. The love of God in Christ is without beginning. I know people say all the time, and we've said it many times ourselves, when God loved us, there never was a time he didn't. God never began to love us. He always did. You and I can't understand that. You and I cannot really define that and describe that. But it is a love without beginning that cannot be said of any other love, only the love of God. It is a love without beginning, and it is a love without ending. God declares in Jeremiah 31 and 3, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. This love is infinite. From here to there, it is so infinite that it goes beyond all of my sin. It goes beyond all of my sin. It goes beyond all of my guilt. It goes beyond all of my needs. It is an immeasurable love. From here to there, and also from here to there, it is immutable. It does not change. God never loves me more than he ever did. Never loves me less. His love is immutable. His love is invincible. from here to there, from here to there. His love is invincible. Song of Solomon, chapter 8 and verse 7, we read, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. I'll tell you this, from here to there, there's a lot of water. There's a lot of floods. From here to there, there's a lot of rivers. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of floods. But from here to there, God's love is immutable. From here to there, God's love is immutable. It does not change. All that we would grasp. The love of God in Christ. Notice Romans chapter 8, very familiar verse of Scripture. Romans chapter 8. Talking about the length of His love. Talking about the fact that His love is invincible. Verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? From here to there, there are many attempts to separate me from the love of Christ. From here to there, there's much tribulation. Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay! Verse 37, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, and everything in between, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. His love is invincible. From here to there, it is a love that is longer than whatever gets in the way from here to there. Whatever it is that gets in the way. God's love is longer. God's love is longer. From here to there is the eternal, the infinite, the invincible, the amazing, marvelous, wondrous love of God in Christ. From here to there, there is no stop. There is no stopping point. From here to there, there is no stop in His love. Oh, that we can embrace that. Oh, that we could lay hold of that. Oh, that we would lay it close to our hearts. That we would live in the sense and the recognition of how immeasurably far God loves us this way. And how immeasurably far God loves us this way. That brings us thirdly there in verse 18 of our text to the depth. To the depth of His love. That is from the top down. How deep? From the top down. How deep does this eternal, infinite, immutable, invincible love for an innumerable people reach? Be sure of this. The depth of God's love for us in Christ passeth knowledge. It's beyond human description. We have seen that God's love is immeasurable this way. God's love is immeasurable this way. And God's love is immeasurable this way. No matter how you look at it, it is an immeasurable love. It is immeasurably and indescribably wide. It is immeasurably and indescribably long. And it is immeasurably and indescribably deep. But know for sure that no love has ever reached down so far as the love of God in Christ. No love has ever stooped so far. It is an immeasurable love. It is a love that caused God to give His Son, Jesus Christ. He loves me. Not because of anything lovable in me. Not because of anything lovable in you. Not because of any merit in me. Not because of any merit in you. But out of love for my depraved, degenerate, deceitful, wicked, unrighteous, filthy, vile, and undeserving soul, the very Son of God, God Himself, out of love, left the glories of heaven, left the praises and the adorations and the majesties of heaven. And out of love, He took upon Himself a frail body of flesh, human flesh. And He came to this sin-cursed earth. And He lived on my behalf a perfect life of righteousness, fulfilling the very laws of God. So that I, a guilty criminal who had broken and defied the very law of God, He came out of love for me. He came to this sin-cursed earth for me, a sinner who deserves to perish. And He took all my sins upon Himself. And He went to the cross with all of my sin, with all of its filth, with all of its defilement, with all of its guilt. And He went to the cross. And He bore full punishment of what my sins deserved. Why? Because He loved me. Why did He love me? Because He wanted to. Out of love, He was stripped of His garments in order to reach us in our nakedness. Out of love, He was considered a transgressor in order to reach us in our transgressions. How far down does the love of God have to go to reach us in our transgressions? It's immeasurable. It's indescribable. Out of love, He was forsaken by God the Father in order to reach us in our alienation from God. Never has a love stooped lower than the love of God in Christ. It is a love that goes further than the pit of sin. It is a love that reaches deeper than all the filth of sin. It is a love that reaches deeper than all the sickness of sin. Do you realize how sick sin is? How sick it is? How sick the mind must be to transgress the laws of a holy God? It's sick. And God's love reaches deeper
then the filth, and then the sickness of sin. It reaches deeper than what is wrong and what is displeasing to God. It is a love that reaches deeper than the debilitating control of sin. It is a love that reaches deeper than the confining darkness of sin. It is a love that reaches deeper than the ignorance and the blindness of sin. Oh, how far down does the love of God go? It's immeasurable. It's indescribable. It is a love that reaches deeper than the enmity of the sinner. It is a love that reaches deeper than all of my rebellions against God. It is a love that reaches deeper than all of my irreverence, than all of my rejections of God. Oh, we rejected God over and over and over and over again, but this is a love that reaches deeper down than all of my rejections. Oh, that we would get a hold of. And we would lay it close to our hearts. The depth of this love. It is a love that reaches deeper than the habit of sin. I was a sinner, and I lived habitually in sin. Sin was my habit, and I enjoyed it. The love of God reaches deeper than the habit of sin. The love of God reaches deeper than the hopelessness and the helplessness of sin. Oh, how deep the love of God in Christ. It is a love that reaches deeper than all of my covetousness. A love that reaches deeper than all of my selfishness, than all my stubbornness, than all the hardness of heart and unbelief. Oh, how far down does the love of God go? It's infinite. We can't measure it this way. We can't measure it this way. And we can't measure it this way. It's infinite. It's a love that goes deeper than all the stains of sin. It is a love that goes deeper than all the shame of sin. It is a love that goes deeper than messed up lives. Oh, there are people today, sinners today, their lives are a mess. But I'm talking about a love that goes deeper than messed up lives. God's love in Christ goes deeper than messed up minds. It's a love that reaches deeper than my past. It is a love that reaches deeper than a multitude that could, that of the past, of a multitude that could not be numbered, of all nations, of all kindreds, of all tongues. Many people get stuck in their past. God's people. And they need to realize, they need to embrace, they need to lay hold of, they need to lay it close to their heart. God loves me far deeper than my past. Amen. This is an immeasurable, indescribable love. It is a love that reaches deeper than the bondage and the guilt of sin. There's also a love that reaches deeper than the dark future of hell. Oh, how deep God's love in Christ. How far down it reaches. We need to lay that close to our hearts. We need to live in the sense and the recognition how deep God's love for me in Christ goes. We have seen that God's love is immeasurably and indescribably great this way. How wide is God's love? As far as the east is from the west, it's infinite. We have seen that God's love is immeasurable this way. And we have seen that it is immeasurable this way. That brings us to the fourth dimension, the height. That's from the bottom to the top. From the bottom to the top. How high does this eternal, infinite, immutable, invincible love of God for an innumerable people reach? Again, be sure of this. The height of God's love in Christ passeth knowledge. It's beyond our imagination. It's beyond our imagination this way. It is beyond our imagination this way. It is beyond our imagination this way. It's beyond our imagination. How high? How high God's love in Christ goes. It is a love that takes an undeserving sinner from death to life. From bondage to liberty. From darkness to light. From guilt to pardon. From alienation from God to nearness to God. From condemnation before God to justification before God. It is a love that takes an undeserving sinner from enmity to reconciliation and fellowship with God. Takes that undeserving sinner from being unacceptable in God's sight to being acceptable in the sight of God. Takes that undeserving sinner from spiritual bankruptcy to spiritual riches in Christ. It takes that undeserving sinner from a life of waste, a life of emptiness, a life of misery and defeat, to a life of fullness and joy and peace and victory. How high is the love of Christ? It's immeasurable. How high does it go? Well, it's going to take me, it's going to raise me high above this world of sin and shame, to a place where there is no sin, where there is no shame. It is going to raise me above this world where Satan roams, to a place where there will be no more Satan. To a place where there will be no more of his devices, no more of his wiles. It is a love that is going to raise me high, high above. love the difficulties and the trials and the sorrows and the persecutions and the afflictions and the sickness and the disease and death to a place where these will be forever gone. How high is the love of Christ? It's immeasurable. The love of God in Christ is going to take me to a place called heaven where I will see Jesus face to face. It is going to take me to the heights of joy unspeakable. It is going to take me to the heights of complete victory. It is going to take me to the heights of a heavenly home. Oh, how high is the love of Christ? It's immeasurable. It's indescribable. We need to get a hold of just how high this love of God in Christ is. Oh, that we would go from here today, laying it close to our hearts, how wide God's love for Christ for me is. How long God's love for Christ in me is. How deep and how high God's love for me in Christ. Do that exercise every day. That's a good senior aerobics. I'm tired already. But do that every day and think of the love of God in Christ. Oh, that we would embrace it. That we would lay it close to our heart. That we would sense it. That we would live in the recognition, God loves me. And the more I embrace that, the more I will love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. How can I not love Him? How can I not desire and long for fellowship with this God? Considering how much He loves me, how can I not be sensitive to His voice, to His leadings? How can I not hate and grieve over my sin? How can I not love His Word? Considering how wide His love is, considering how long His love is, considering how deep it is, considering how high it is, how can I not love His Word? How can I not love His day? How can I not love His laws? How can I not love His people? How can I not think upon Him? How can I go a day without thinking upon the One who loves me so much this way, and so much this way, and so much this way, and so much this way? How can I not think upon Him? How can I not dwell upon Him? How can I not want to obey Him? How can I not want to glorify Him? How can I not be willing to stoop to the lowest office? How can I not be willing to surrender entirely to Him? How can I not give Him the preeminence? He loved me so much this way, and so much this way, and so much this way, and so much this way. How can I not give Him the preeminence? How can I not want to walk further in His cause? How can I not want to climb higher in His cause? And how can I not want to draw closer to Him? Praise God. He loves me immeasurably this way. He loves me immeasurably this way. He loves me immeasurably this way. And He loves me immeasurably this way. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song, let's all stand. Oh, that you would get a hold of the love of God in Christ.